Heat wave's coming, y'all. It's called summer. Shows up every year. A lot of people call it swimming season, but not if I get my way this year. I'm going to outlaw all swimming pools. We don't have the water for it. Let's talk about swimming pools. Let's talk about anything you'd like to visit that you're concerned about or a project you'd like to try and tackle. We've cleared the lines. The number's 1-888-767-4348. Let me not get started here before I remind you, we've got tickets. We'll be at the Tucson Convention Center next weekend for the Saba Home Show. We'll be doing demonstrations on how you can save a service call from a plumber. I'm going to demonstrate how you can make simple repairs to stop faucets from dripping or shower valves from dripping. We've got several built into a wall display. I'll be showing you how to take them apart and actually do the repair yourself. We're also going to be demonstrating how to class up a boring room. I'm going to teach you how to install crown molding. You know, if you've ever tried it, you probably gave up in frustration because there's a very few cuts you have to make that can be very, very tough. But I'm going to be demonstrating them there for you at the Saba Home Show next weekend, both Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'll be giving you the information and the techniques and the tools you need to pull off adding pizzazz to that boring room.
And we'd love to have you as our guest. We have some tickets to give away. Just join us on Facebook, like us, and message us, and we'll send you some. I've got about half of them left. So,
all right. We want to get y'all thinking about your swimming pool right now, ahead of the curve. We want to make sure it's ready now. So we've brought in a swimming pool expert, Mr. Mike Long, certified pool operator since 1984, and instructor for the Association of Pool and Spa Professionals. Mike, we always thank our guests for giving up their weekends to join us here on the show and help share your experience and wealth of information with all the Arizona listeners.
Well, I'm glad to be here today, Rosie, and I hope to clear up a couple of the myths and maybe convert you from an anti-swimming pool owner to a pro.
I really think they should be outlawed.
Well, one of the
I'm kidding, but
myths, of course you are, but one of the myths is the amount of water that a pool is required, because we think we've got this big body of water. The first thing we need to remember, of course, is that it's not a bathtub. We're not draining it every time. So we're recycling the water. We actually run it through filters and pumps, and we sanitize it. A pool in the driest and hottest part of our season is going to evaporate about an eighth of an inch of water, maybe a quarter of an inch of water a day, not taking into account any water features that act as evaporative coolers.
Yeah.
So how much water does turf take? How much a green lawn would take? How much water does it take for a golf course? So, you know, if we're going to eliminate that, we're going to eliminate a lot of other recreational things that people of all ages enjoy, but particularly with the children. Romy was talking last hour about living in a pool while they were growing up.
Our fingers look like raisins.
Sure. You can't
for
get them out.
3 months out of the year.
So we eliminate swimming pools, we eliminate farming, we eliminate golf courses, we'll be fine.
Right. Well, we also have to eliminate the water features that we put in front of most of the office buildings and the new subdivisions.
That's true, too. Yeah.
No evaporative coolers, they do take a lot of water.
They take a lot of water.
By definition.
Yes, they do. Yep, they do.
Pretty soon we'll be able to get down into where we can do that. I think there's a good argument to be made for reclaimed water. I wouldn't be surprised if one of these days we see, just like on the commercial properties, on private properties where we can bring reclaimed water in.
I am quite sure with 6 children, we've had birthday parties at our house with 30 and 40 kids in the pool. I'm quite sure there are stages of my pool's history that you could have declared the water in that pool reclaimed water.
You certainly could. If a child goes in there.
And they do.
Yes. And that's one of the things that we deal with. That's one of the reasons we sanitize it. But it doesn't mean that the water's unsafe. As you were saying, the horse troughs bring a little bit of tang. So we sanitize it. In your newspaper article recently, you mentioned not only chlorine, but ultraviolet and ozone. And those are ways that we can also make sure we get rid of any potentially hazardous, like Giardia, Cryptosporidium, E. coli.
Well, other than, though, treating it for that, let's talk about the typical family that's got the pool in the backyard. And how are we going to get that pool ready?
Sure.
How are we going to make sure it's ready for the upcoming swim season?
Well, the things that we need to be concerned about right now is the swimming pool. You're not really swimming in it right now unless you're using solar or you've got it heated. So there's some things that you need to do to...
Or you're from out of town. Our neighbors are from Oregon, and they come in and they spend every afternoon in the swimming pool.
Right.
They're nuts.
Right, but they don't know what water above 60 degrees feels like.
They're nuts.
But you need to take your water or have your water tested by a professional that understands complete water chemistry. We all know inmates had a pool, knows about chlorine and pH levels. But we have some other levels that can creep in, up on us and build up and cause us to have to change the water. You'll hear people say you need to change the water every couple of 3 years. Or they'll say you have old water. Why does water get old? It really doesn't get old, but certain minerals build up in it that cause the chlorine and the pH not to work properly. One of the things, of course, in here is we have high minerals in our water, so calcium hardness is a real issue.
And as you're filling it up with a hose or the automatic filler, and you're evaporating a quarter of an inch away a day, the solids don't evaporate.
Exactly. You're distilling water.
Yeah.
And so you're leaving all of the minerals. So if we start out with a calcium hardness level, say 250, which would be ideal, we're going to evaporate 2 to 3 times the volume of water in that pool annually. So that means at the end of 12 months, we have 750. The other thing that happens is we have a chemical that we put in the water called cyanuric acid, stabilizer, conditioner, and other synonyms for them. And they are, it's like an ultraviolet inhibitor for chlorine. It prevents the sun from eating the chlorine up so fast that it isn't effective. Well, the chlorine tablets that almost everybody uses,
sure,
the big 3-inch pucks, are 56% stabilizer. And stabilizer is extremely effective at levels from about 25 to 50 parts per million. Once it gets up to about 80, it starts becoming a deterrent. And the only way that you can eliminate stabilizer is get rid of the water.
So how much water do I need to take to any one of the number of places you can get it tested? How much water do they need?
Yeah, really about a quart,
okay,
of water would do it. Put it in any clean, you can use a couple of drinking water bottles or the disposable water bottles. You could use a Ziploc bag. I would hesitate to put it in anything metal or anything that had an acid in it, like tomato juice, orange juice, because you could affect the pH if it didn't get rinsed out. So, but I usually just grab a couple of empty drinking water bottles that we've all got around and fill those up, and they can run any number of tests with a quart of water.
And what tests should you ask for? What tests do you want to have?
Particularly this time of year, because we've got a limited window on when we can drain most swimming pools. We don't want to drain a pool when the daytime temperature will exceed 80 to 85 degrees.
Well, we're getting
if it's
there.
Plaster.
We're
you're
getting
very
there.
Close.
We're
so
right
you,
there.
Yeah. So get a water sample down to your local pool store or have your pool professional look at it. We want to know what our stabilizer level is. We want to know what our calcium hardness level is. We also want to know what we call our TDS, total dissolved solids level is. Again, total dissolved solids is, like you were saying, Rosie, we evaporate water. Everything that's not water stays in the pool as a total dissolved solid. And once that level gets so high, it acts like a sponge and it's saturated. It won't allow any more water or any more chemicals to react properly.
Old water actually has a tendency. One of the reasons I don't like swimming is because I just fight dry skin my whole life. But that old water really aggravates that as well.
It can do that, particularly with cyanuric acid. The stabilizer has a direct effect on total alkalinity, and total alkalinity being out of balance is generally what people, when they get dry skin, that's what they're feeling, is they're actually feeling the pH and total alkalinity imbalance as opposed to chlorine.
That's the biggest reason I don't spend a lot of time in the pool.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. As we bring in our first caller who wants to talk about his pool level, I've seen SRP has been, it's been a couple years since I've seen it, but they used to always come to the home show with this little can of blue stuff that you're supposed to add to your pool to keep it from evaporating. Have you seen that? It's supposed to be like a little slick on top that keeps the water.
It's an oil slick.
Yeah.
It actually is. It's not oil, but yeah. It is a chemical. There are several manufacturers out there that have a chemical that you can pour on the surface. It's a surfactant. It does prevent evaporation.
Do you like those?
Yes, I'm not a fan of them. I don't like the feel that it gives. It has a tendency, in my opinion, to gum up the water line, which we're always fighting to keep clean anyway. If you want to reduce the amount of evaporation, put a solar blanket on, particularly this time of year. The pool's going to heat up a little faster, and if you've got a blanket over it, it's not going to heat up as fast.
All right. Arden, do I have that correct? And Mesa wants to talk about a pool, the level of his pool.
It's Adrian. How's it going?
Good.
So we have a pool in our backyard, and there's a waterfall attached to it, which we don't keep on in the winter. But I turned it on recently, and it looks like there's one of the rocks in it has a crack going through it. But, I mean, it's still together, and the water is seeping through the crack, and it looks like the pool is draining slowly through that when I keep the waterfall on.
Okay. Adrian, do you know if the waterfall is actually real rock or a faux rock?
It seems like it's real rock because it's like a sedimentary rock, so it breaks apart. I'm not sure what fake rocks look like, though.
Fake rocks are painted concrete. You would definitely be able to tell the difference. So when they set those rocks, they mortared them in place just like you would mortar a block or a brick. And, of course, with heat and temperature and humidity and everything, it does flex. So what you want to do is you want to clean out that joint a little bit and just pack it in with some more brick mortar.